WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hezbollah launched dozens of missiles toward Israel early today, including one aimed at Tel Aviv. The militant group saying its deepest strike into Israel yet was targeting the Mossad, which is Israel's equivalent of the CIA. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling ABC News this morning.
You've got a group in Hezbollah that's a designated terrorist organization. Back in 2000, Israel got out of southern Lebanon, which it had been occupying. All of these groups, including Hezbollah, were supposed to put down their weapons. Hezbollah didn't do it.
He says they continue working on a diplomatic solution to the fighting. For the first time in decades, China has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile. It was carrying a dummy warhead and it landed in the Pacific. China claims it was part of a routine annual training exercise, but it hasn't fired an ICBM since 1980. Tropical storm Helene gaining strength as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. More than 60 of Florida's coastal counties are now under a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Out this morning, a new report highlighting the security failures around the attempt on the life of former President Donald Trump at a rally this summer. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the findings from the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The committee finds fault with the Secret Service planning before the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and with the agency's lack of effective communication with other police agencies that day. Thomas Crooks was able to get off 8 shots before he was killed by snipers. One of them struck Trump in the right ear.
This comes after new charges against the man accused of pointing a gun toward the former president at his Florida golf course. Ryan Ruth has been indicted now on attempted assassination charges. Worries about the eyesight of children. A new study in the British Journal of Ophthalmology says short-sightedness among kids tripled from 1990 to 2023 to 1 in 3 kids worldwide. Researchers think COVID lockdowns may have played a little part, with kids spending more time on screens, less time outside. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won 2 in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74 this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
God, it's all toilet sound.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning to you, 92.7 WMDX. Toilet sounds, that's basically what I would say about the show.
It is 7:06. It's going to be a beautiful day, sunshine all day long. Right now, 55 degrees, highs mid-70s, about 75. Time for our Go for the Green and Gold text win contest for this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. This is where we reveal the keyword. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go for the green or gold, you can download the Civic Media app, find our station, WMDX, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the text, the keyword, which for this hour is radio. Radio is the keyword, radio. So you text that to us, and you'll have a chance to win in this statewide contest. And this time around, we are playing for cash. $100 cash.
Nice.
It's also getting you into, the grand prize, which is a pair of indoor club-level seats to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So get that keyword into us. Text us right now. Radio. You have until 8 o'clock to get that keyword to us.
Please text us because we're in competition with Todd Alba. And Maggie Dawn, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
Eternal competition.
For the last contest that we had, it was Todd and Jane were in a contest to see who could get.
Okay,
and
Jane,
the winner, the loser, had to buy the other show host a steak dinner. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, who was the winner and who was the loser?
I think Jane won.
She won?
Okay, but yeah, this contest is ongoing for us. we want in on this, you know, we want to compete.
Okay.
So text and get in on this contest. All right, it is time now to go to Terry Bell, who's back again.
Morning, guys.
Welcome back from California.
Hi, nice to be back.
You got a little tan.
A little, yeah. It was beautiful, I got to say. The weather was just perfect.
Yeah.
Do you want to reveal why you were out there?
Sure.
Your secret mission?
Yeah. Well, among my many and numerous side hustles, I officiate weddings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a great opportunity. Some friends of mine here in Madison, I got to know her brother who lives in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And he and his now wife asked me earlier this year if I would officiate their wedding. So, yeah, I got a trip to California, spent some time with some of my favorite people in the world, and got to see some beautiful scenery, and it was just a wonderful time all around.
That's not so much a tan, it's a smog burn, is what it is.
smog burn. Okay. Wedding went fine, and
yeah.
Big
yes.
Party afterwards?
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Still an incredible state, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just a beautiful place.
Yep. It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Love it.
I just love it out there.
All right.
What's
the big story for you today?
Well, the big story is the bombshell that Brett Favre dropped yesterday during that congressional testimony about welfare fraud and the revelation that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, we've just been talking about
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, a lot going on today, but I would say that's the big story. Brett Favre, as you may remember, accused of taking $1.1 million in speaking fees that for speeches he never gave. He paid that back, but not with interest, and that's an ongoing thing. Some of that money apparently went to volleyball facilities at Southern Mississippi University and a doctor that was working on purportedly working on a cure for brain injuries. It took some money for himself to pay off debts and that sort of thing. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out over time. You know, if any good comes of it, it may be that, you know, the importance of, you know, the link between head trauma and Parkinson's. Parkinson's can be caused by any number of things, as far as doctors know. Mm-hmm. It can be hereditary. It can be due to environmental factors like chemical pollutants. And there's been a lot of study, especially in the last year or so, that links long football careers to Parkinson's. You know, Muhammad Ali had Parkinson's disease, as you might remember.
So there could be a tie there in some way.
It's quite possible. Yeah. There's not a definitive link between concussions and Parkinson's, but it is shown that there is, the longer your football career, the likelier it is it could happen, is what doctors have discovered so far. That's the nature of science, though. We learn more and our conclusions change.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Welcome back from California.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
Yeah. We want to see some pictures, you know.
Sure. Well, they're on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Good deal. All right. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we've been accused on the text line. That we're falling for the Brett Favre sympathy vote.
Oh,
you know, he brought up Parkinson's, so it would divert attention away from, you know, the money he stole, but he wasn't aware that he stole it. At least, you know, there are conflicting reports on that, and he paid a lot of the money back. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I, like I say, I'm a sucker for Favre. I like Favre.
Well, he was,
and I'm just.
He was a fantastic football player.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. Just all these side issues.
So I don't know a lot about the case against him.
Yeah.
So, all right, just to let you know, it's our second program director guy.
Our chirps in every
our biggest fan and our greatest critic.
Greatest critic.
But we're happy that he's listening.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell a friend. Okay.
Oh, man. I know. Yeah. All right, let's go to something more local at this point, and it's and we've been talking about this for a long time, how the gerrymander Republicans at the state capitol have been taking money away from the UW systems, and they're getting what they want, closed down campuses. Then they insisted that they're not going to fund the university, especially the engineering department. They wouldn't fund it unless we got rid of DEI.
Right.
And in my head, anybody who asks for DEI to go away is racist. That's what I'm thinking, because they want systemic racism to stay in this society. They want it to be there forever. And we're seeing, of course, on college campuses across the country, minority enrollment is going down now. So there's proof that it was helping, it was working, and they don't like it. And by the way, it went down, minority enrollment went down, but white enrollment went up by the same percentage. Surprising, isn't it?
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, WPR had written, incoming class is the first since Supreme Court decision banning race-based admission. The percentage of underrepresented students of color in the freshman class dropped by 3.7% percentage points last year. Before this year, UW-Madison's percentage of underrepresented students of color consistently increased, peaking at 18% last year. White enrollment increased
to 60.4% from 58%. So somebody's benefiting and somebody is losing in this case. Mm-hmm. And this is, as it, like I said, as it was drawn up by the mega Republicans in our state legislature, headed up by Grand Dragon Robin Voss. All right? Just to let
But that seems to be the trend nationwide, minority students' enrollments down.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, I have something. Yes.
No,
I have
fine.
Something here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Ron Johnson. You know, we've been talking about him and his role in the fake electors scheme.
Right.
Well, this just came out. Apparently, they have all these videos that are posted all over the Capitol, and you know, they
video cameras,
security cam,
sure,
and they have all these clips showing the movements of these individuals,
right,
passing papers along to other people, and this is just a fantastic little clip here, 178. Let's listen to that.
As supporters of Donald Trump gathered at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, security tapes show one last GOP effort to get fake elector documents to Vice President Mike Pence in hopes of overturning Trump's election loss. A few minutes later, the woman walks across First Street to meet the Kelly aide, and the fake elector documents are handed over. Both aides now retrace their steps back to their offices. When the woman gets to security at the Hart Building, home to the office of Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, you can clearly see the two fake elector envelopes. The security cameras don't show where this woman goes, but 12 minutes later, the top aide to Senator Johnson is texting an aide to Vice President Pence asking how to give him fake elector documents. Johnson appeared to be carrying a manila envelope with him a few minutes later, but he was never able to give any of the fake documents to the vice president.
So there it
is.
So
he had it.
Yeah. So he's carrying an envelope.
On video.
Yes, yeah. On video. This
surely see it.
This is a brand new wrinkle to this story, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. Yeah. That guy is Jamie Dupree. He puts out the Capitol Hill newsletter, Regular Order, and he put this video together, and he narrated it, I think, or it's AI. But, you know, this is an important piece of video. Yes. And it's out there now. The January 6th tapes keep revealing more details about the involvement of Republican staffers and the fake elector scheme.
Hasn't he claimed in the past that it was supposed to be like a large package that he was delivering?
Yes.
And instead it was like a manila folder that he could have easily opened and looked at what was inside.
Right.
Hmm.
Well,
See, the thing is, we're supposed to believe that he never looked at it. Yeah. Or wasn't curious. I wouldn't be surprised that he wasn't curious. He's not a smart man. But at the same time, I think in this case, you know, the fake electors.
Yeah, he already
helping
knew probably what was in it.
The big orange god.
Right.
Maintain power. I think that he knew.
Yes.
And this dumb act that he plays, I know he's dumb, but he doesn't have to go
not
overboard.
He's not a good actor either.
He's not a good actor.
So,
God.
Yeah, on it goes.
He does. It just goes on and on and on. All right. Well.
Yeah. Hey, coming up, we're going to check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what's happening weather-wise this week, and probably track that hurricane a little bit, too. That's starting to get closer into wherever it's going in Florida. She'll update us on that. And also George Soros. We've got a story on him.
Right? Yes, he's buying up a lot of radio stations.
Huh, interesting. 18 past the hour, you're listening to the John and Gordy Show in the morning here at 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, But that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
.97 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. Let's listen.
Yeah. It's one hit wonder day.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Who is this?
This is the Spin Doctors.
Oh, that's who it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
That's right.
We played this.
We played this song, yeah. All right.
It's 7:21. Brittany Merlot joins us now from our Civic Media weather station.
Our
up
hurricane
in Wausau.
Chaser, you know, she's not going to take any advice from us. No, I'm going to go down there in the middle of the hurricane just to see what it's like.
Great. That's your
I'm
plan.
Thinking about it.
The instinct.
Really?
I'm
thinking about it.
You're thinking about it.
I really am.
Think it over.
You got a friend that's invited you down there to experience it with him.
Yeah.
Really?
They have. They're getting the place ready in Tampa Bay. I think they're supposed to get 5 to 8 foot storm surge. And, of course, it's supposed to make landfall by tomorrow morning. It's expected to be a major hurricane, too. So it's growing pretty rapidly right now. It's a tropical storm.
You are a thrill seeker. I don't get this.
Are you going to just, like, pack it up this morning and drive down there? I mean, or how are you going to get there? What are you doing?
I was thinking flying.
Yeah.
Rent a car and get my butt over there. We'll see. I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous as it gets closer. I'm like, okay.
We're flying into a hurricane. Nothing wrong with that. You know,
without power.
It's supposed to be like a category two or three. Is it makes landfall? Something like three.
Yeah, they're thinking Cat 3, which would be at least 111 mile per hour winds that will rip roofs off, decks, kind of stuff like that. Well, do damage to well structured homes, snap trees. Not to mention the rain. They're looking around 10 inches of rainfall.
You can imagine.
Well, listen. Let us know. Keep us in mind. You know, your most important duty is to report to the John and Gordy Show. Okay.
If you survive.
If you make it okay.
If you make it back. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow. I want a reporting from there. I mean, if you can get a cell phone signal in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know how that
I'm thinking maybe you're not the only person that does this. Maybe this is the storm chasers, the tornado storm chasers.
They love this stuff.
Yeah. Just find yourself in the eye of this hurricane. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always wanted to be that hurricane hunter. You know, the airplanes that fly into the eye.
Yes.
The NOAA Corps.
Sure.
It's pretty cool. I've looked into it. Yeah. All I think you need now is a private pilot's license. They will accept you into that corps if you have a degree in science.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can start becoming training a pilot to be that.
Do you need a license?
Cool?
Do you need a death wish license or anything like that?
I don't think they have those.
Probably.
Well, thankfully, our weather is much calmer here. So what's it all about today?
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Yes, nothing but sunshine. It's a touch warmer today into those mid-70s and maybe some fog overnight. Really nothing going on today, but perfection. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, upper 70s for the rest of the week and into the weekend. And the only thing is that hurricane does want to lift to the Midwest for the weekend. Okay. We could see more clouds by the weekend. I'm not even sure we'll get any rain to stay south.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you're lulled in complacency here in the Midwest.
Perhaps.
Right. Thinking you're invulnerable and you can just go into any kind of storm situation and survive.
All right, Brittany.
It's
well,
that Midwest confidence.
That's it.
It's crazy.
All right, well, keep us updated and good luck if you plan to go down there. And
the weather stunt woman.
That's it. All right, Brittany.
Oh, thanks, guys. See ya.
Take care.
Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
That's crazy stuff.
7:25.
Huh? Oh my God!
We were talking about George Soros buying up all these radio stations.
Yep. Consider the source on this, though. I got it from The Blaze. this is a right wing rag.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, it's a network that's just awful.
Yeah,
but I believe them in this case because they had some of the facts that, you know, they didn't have to spin.
Yeah.
And they're very good at spinning stories. You have to kind of cut through the crap, but. They're whining again. Soros Fund Management is poised to take over Odyssey's radio stations nationwide ahead of the election.
Wow.
Stations in over 40 markets, including stations, and this is the best part. This is why it was on The Blaze. He's going to take over stations that already run Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Eric Erickson, Sean Hannity, and... Dana Lesh.
He's going to take over all these stations.
Yeah.
I think there are some of these stations in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I believe so.
I don't know. Yeah. I would assume so.
I think there's an Odyssey station right in our backyard here in Madison. Pretty sure.
Oh, okay. On Wednesday, FCC reportedly adopted an order to approve that purchase, meaning that that it could happen in days. Soros will likely take control of communications of over 165 million Americans' listening habit.
Wow.
Yeah, so
just write a check, and away he goes.
Now, they're complaining because Soros has a lot of different money and funding sources, and a lot of it is foreign. And there is a law that you can't have a certain percentage of your investors, foreign investors, in your purchase. So they're asking for an exemption right now, and then later on, they will put their investors up for investigation by the FCC, and then they'll look into the background.
Wow.
And if there are any problems, then they could rescind the offer, or the sale won't go through again. You know, they'll have to give up the radio stations.
Wow. Well, to watch that
closely.
But
in the meantime, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the Elon Musk takeover of Twitter, but better.
But better. Absolutely. Kind of interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Along with civic media and George Soros now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really angry that I've never gotten a check from George Soros. It bothers me.
I keep looking for mine, too. Yeah, he's supposedly buying up everybody, sending money out.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be on their payroll, his payroll, and I don't get it, you know.
I haven't gotten any money from him.
That's right. And, you know, the right wing keeps saying that George Soros did this, and he's done that, and he's brought busloads of people in.
Maybe that's what gave him the idea. Maybe he should do it.
Yeah,
buy a couple hundred radio stations, see what happens.
Why not act on it finally, right? But, again, you know, there's so much proof out there that all of these rumors on the right are just fake. Because, you know, and you know, they talk about how America is in decline and rural communities are refugee camps now. And all you have to do is just drive around and see with your own eyes that none of that is true.
That.
No one's experiencing that. Mm-hmm. And the price of goods, you know, the shopping thing. Did you see the video of Trump giving a $100 bill to a woman at a checkout?
I missed that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That wasn't staged. I got it, man.
Okay. All righty. It is 7:28. Mike McCabe will be joining us in a few moments. Hey, that key word for this hour is radio for our Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Radio, the keyword. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show in moments.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
So the kids are on the bus, off to school, driving past farm fields on the way. Believe it or not, they may be closer to agriculture in the classroom than you thought. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Sarah Stelter can tell you all about it. She's a soybean grower herself in Washera County, current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, also a director on the United Soybean Board, and she said they're creating new products all the time that end up in the classroom with the students.
Everything from crayons to shoes, if you like Skechers shoes in particular, the tires that maybe bus companies are using, many of the tires now have soybean oil in them, which actually helps the tires to conform to the roads in bad weather. The ink that it's in a lot of pens is soy ink. Some of the products that are used in schools, being they carpeting or furniture, a lot of times soy oil is used in those products as well.
There you go. Students closer to Wisconsin agriculture than they might have thought. That's Sarah Stelter. She's a soybean grower from Washera County, also current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And speaking of those farm fields that school buses are driving by, the harvest is moving a little farther along. Latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service said as of Sunday across the state, about 49% of our corn silage had already been harvested. Corn condition was called 64% good to excellent. That's up one percentage point in confidence. Soybeans? Well, right now it looks like about 9% of our soybeans have been harvested. 62% of our Wisconsin potato crop is already in the bin, and fall tillage about 6% complete. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. More available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You won't miss a thing. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74 this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
come by and say it. Baby, won't you do it? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me.
92.7 WMDX.
That's why they hire us as engineers.
Tried to turn up Mike McCabe's headphones and blowing his eardrums right out of his brain. It's the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sorry about that, Mike.
What are you saying?
I said it's the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Gordy's losing his hearing, too, and we have to repeat ourselves on this show so often. It's like having two shows.
Yeah. I have to go in for an operation in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, so. That's right. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you want to fill in while I'm gone? So, anyway, good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's always fun having you in here, and we always try to avoid the hot topics, the political junk that's out there, because I like your insights. I like the way you look at life, politics in this state, making decisions about your own personal life, and your last two blog posts were just basically about that. And one was, it was titled Four Miserable Words, but really it could have been like, what lane you're going to take, lane changing.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really an interesting point that you made when you were talking about maybe not becoming a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
And disappointing your parents when it came to taking over the farm.
Right.
And, I would assume that they were hoping that you would do that because then it would make their lives a little easier. It's like a retirement plan, having their child take over the business, and they could take, a little more time off or, relax a little bit with you doing the work. And then, of course, you make that lane change and say, no, I've got to do this other thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all, a lot of parents have to go through that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And with farm families, I think it's particularly intense.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, at the time I was coming up through high school, it was the late 1970s, and the farm economy was horrid. Mm-hmm. And we had a neighbor commit suicide not far down the road from us. And the banks were foreclosing on a lot of farmers and auctioning off their property and moving them off their land. And when you look at that when you're 17 years old and you're thinking, is that going to be my fate? And can I do this? Can I make this work? And I loved life on the farm. In a lot of ways, I would have loved to have stayed. But it didn't seem like the wise long-term move for me, and I decided to leave and broke my parents' hearts.
Yeah.
But the four miserable words that I mention are stay in your lane.
Yeah.
And you hear that. You hear people say, stay in your lane.
Yeah. Right.
And, I just heard a story from somebody who read the post who told me that that one time some medical professionals had written an article about gun violence, and a comment they got from the NRA, from a representative of the NRA, was stay in your lane.
Ah.
And they wrote a follow-up response that we are emergency room physicians and we deal with the victims of gun violence every day. This is our lane.
Right.
But you hear people say that, stay in your lane. That kind of takes away opportunities for growth and discovery.
It does. Yeah.
And as much as anything, I wrote that piece for my son, just to let him know.
How old is he?
He's 25 now, yeah. And you've got to follow your heart and find the right path. And the path will change as you go through life. There'll be a period of time where you might be delightfully happy with the route you're taking, and then the world changes and you change, and you got to be willing to take those risks. And partly I wrote the piece because I'm doing a lane change right now. I've got a novel coming out here very shortly.
Yeah.
And first time I've ever taken a stab at writing fiction, and that's an exciting new thing. But it, you know, I have had my blinker on a number of times over the course of my life, starting in my youth when I left the farm.
When is the novel coming out?
The official release date is October 17th, but okay. It just became available for pre-orders yesterday.
Yeah.
So people can place a pre-order at littlecreekpress.com.
Yeah.
The book's title is Miracles Along County Q. So it's exciting because now people can actually pre-order it, but counting down the days until its official release on October 17th.
Well, littlecreekpress.com?
Yeah, littlecreekpress.com.
Okay.
People won't be able to miss the book because it's featured right there on the front page of the website.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's available for pre-orders.
Yep.
I'm kind of excited to read it because I actually grew up like less than a mile from County Q.
which County Q, yeah. Sam?
Marathon County.
Wow, and that's close because this particular County Q runs through Clark County.
Oh,
yeah, where the book is set, which is
okay.
is right next door to Marathon County.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to ruin anybody's experience reading your book or anything like that, but I know that, you know, the chainsaw guy in it is...
Wait a minute. What are you talking
There's
about?
No chainsaw guy.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a mystery, but it's a mystery with no murder.
Okay, wow.
Okay. All right. Well, don't give away too much.
That's a miracle right there. But, you know, I kind of got the message reading your article, you know, the lane change, stay in your lane. I got that message about telling your son or daughter, you know, about the changes that you're going to experience in life. I have a 25-year-old and a 22-year-old, and I am going through those discussions with them. I would assume you had the same kind of discussions. You know, they have their eyes set on a certain industry, a certain occupation, but I keep telling them that this is going to change radically. It could change 3 or 4 or 5 times. You're going to pick different occupations or be forced to change your occupation. And so this was a great article giving that particular message about all the different changes and in following, you know, your heart and your dream.
Yep. My son chose to go to journalism school.
Okay.
And then his first job out of college was a news producer at a TV station out in Portland, Oregon. When he decided to go to journalism school, of course, you hear all these people, relatives, friends, neighbors, and they all have commentary, right?
Oh, sure.
And a lot of them said, oh, that's a dying industry, you know, of journalism. It's a dead-end profession. You're never going to be employed. And you know, he hears that, and he starts to fret a little bit. And I just told him, look, you know, if you know how to research and analyze information and write and communicate, you're going to be employable. You know, there's going to be a place for you in a whole bunch of different walks of life. So don't worry about that. You know, if this is what you're interested in doing, do it. There are going to be other paths that present themselves to you over the course of your life. You're going to make some changes. But if this feels right, follow your heart.
Right.
And don't just tune out all that noise. And the funny thing is he gets a journalism degree from the University of Minnesota and he had multiple job offers in this this seemingly dead-end profession.
Right. Yeah.
And got a job in a pretty big market right out of school
that is a big market.
He's going to do fine, but if he decides that TV news producing is not for him, he's going to have a skill set that will be marketable elsewhere too, you know.
As much as anything, I
know he reads my articles, and I wrote it for him, but I also wrote it because I'm in the process of going through yet another lane change in life.
Talking to Mike McCabe from Substack, blogger. Author now, and so do you have other kids, or is that your only son?
One son.
That's it.
My wife and I waited quite long, a long time, and waited until we were you know, at a pretty advanced age. And being an older parent brings along challenges, but it's also wonderful in a lot of ways. You just feel so much more mature and settled and grounded and maybe more patient as a parent when you're a little bit older. And so I hope he benefited from that. Maybe it wasn't as volatile as I would have been earlier in life.
I had my first kid when I was 49. So I describe it as being a dad and a grandfather all at the same time.
Right.
And the generous part of me is the grandfather. Oh, yeah, buy this. Go ahead.
Yeah,
charge it.
Well, they must like that because they're still in the at home in the basement.
they do like that.
Whipping out the charge cards. Let's just stay here.
it's really a great message. Yeah. And then now, of course, you wrote an article about your book and trying to describe that book without giving too much of the story away. And I guess there's a lot of surprises in this particular book, at least revelations, right?
Yeah, and you know, maybe if you're pitching a new book, you shouldn't be too honest about not being able to describe what it's about. but the article is very honest. When people ask me what it's about, I can only tell them in general terms, because if you start to give away too much of the plot, it'll ruin the whole reading experience. Mm-hmm. Because there are surprises in this book. The characters aren't what they appear to be. Mm-hmm. And there are revelations late in the book that you want people to enjoy. What generally I can say about the book is that it's a mystery, a mystery with no murder. and it really is about outcasts in a very small, beleaguered country town who work wonders, who do amazing things, even though they're different and they haven't really fit in. And one of the reasons I wrote this book was to challenge the rural stereotypes out there and present rural life more fully.
Yeah.
And there is this line in the book that, you know, that people say all the time, everybody knows everybody in a small town.
Yep.
And I said, everybody thinks everybody knows everybody and everybody's wrong. The thing about small towns is you may be familiar with everybody in town, but you don't really know them.
Yeah.
You don't know what makes them tick. You don't know all the struggles they're going through. There are a lot of secrets kept in small towns.
Well, you'd have to because it's such a small town. Everybody knows each other. And then you have to be a little more closed so not everything about you is revealed to everybody in the neighborhood.
And that is such an important truth to understand about small town life.
Yeah.
People always say everybody knows everybody in a small town. They're familiar with everybody because there aren't that many people in the community, but they don't know what is going on with people. And this story in particular is about people who aren't known and they're actually looked down upon, but then they end up coming to the rescue of some of the most stricken people in this community. Now, and they do work wonders.
I was reading your blog post is a sneak peek about your book. But I'm getting the idea that the character in that is you in a way.
No.
It isn't.
The book is not about me.
Not about you.
No,
but
I would even go so far as to say that no character is based on me. And of course, when you're the author and you're imagining a story and you're imagining these characters, in a sense, every character, you know, kind of flows out of you. But no, I would say if there's anybody who really inspires a character in this story, and I would actually say he lives in multiple characters, it's my late brother Dan. I lost him to colon cancer when he was only 47 years old. And if anything, the book is about his life journey and I don't know where I would be. I don't know who I would be if I had not grown up in Dan's shadow. He had a profound impact on me. And so he actually lives in a number of characters in the book. It's more about him than me,
now,
for sure.
I thought there was like a character that was more observational. And the story unwinds and goes around about that observational character. Am I wrong? I'm just going by your article.
You're going to have to read the book.
Hold that thought, Mike. You want to stick around another minute or two?
I sure can.
All right, we'll come back with Mike McCabe on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
WMDX. Love that song.
That's great.
We're play it.
Timbuk 3.
Yeah.
From Wisconsin. It's our one-hit wonder show day.
It is.
Yeah.
Special edition of the show.
Got to wear shades today. Sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Hey, one more time, keyword for this hour. Get it in before 8 o'clock. If you're playing our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, the keyword this hour is radio. There will be other keywords later in the day, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., but the keyword this time around, radio. Get on your Civic Media app. Send that to us before 8 o'clock, and you'll be in to win possibly a pair of indoor club-level tickets. That's the grand prize to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. This hour's prize is a cash prize of $100. So, once again, radio is the keyword. Text to win.
Okay. Mike McCabe, our guest, blogger on Substack, and his new book is coming out in October, and it's called Miracles Along County Q. And I guess this is what I was kind of going by, your description, your synopsis on the back of the book, okay? Ray has a secret, three actually, sent away at birth, brought back nearly 9 years later to a beleaguered country Iowa, or country town called Faith. People stay in their lanes here. Do as they're told, because what they're expected to be. Ray is different, not an easy thing to be in Faith, making the poor kid a foreigner at home, a target of torment at school. An elderly couple offers solace. Now, and that's what I was getting, you know, this stranger or feeling like a stranger in your own town.
Yeah, that feeling.
Yeah. So, and that's why I thought maybe it was a little bit of you, because you felt maybe you wanted to move into a different lane.
Well, you know,
what was it about your brother?
Well, my
that was your brother. Like that?
See, I definitely would not have this story to tell had I not had Dan as a brother. Just by accident of birth, he experienced some brain damage at birth, was deprived of oxygen for a period of time. That caused some neurological damage that resulted in facial twitching and facial tics. And also he developed these very unsightly growths on his face and elsewhere. Had some of them removed from time to time. But you can imagine a kid who kind of twitches, his eyes would dart and sort of roll. He had these growths on his face. You can imagine what that subjected him to at school. He was relentlessly bullied. And was, you know, was emotionally battered, was physically brutalized. Watching that, watching from a distance, sometimes watching up close, that changed me. It made me a different person than I think I otherwise would have been. It certainly made me more compassionate than I think I fear that I would have been otherwise.
Yeah.
So he had an amazing effect on my life. But he also... What he emerged as an adult was the particularly inspiring part, and that was the miracle of his life. I don't know if I've ever met a single person in my 64 years of living who was friendlier and more open engaging with people than Dan was. And he had every reason to be the opposite. He had every reason to curl up in a ball and sort of build a shell around himself and not let himself be hurt anymore. And yet he became this incredibly friendly and open guy. Was a factory worker in Janesville, lifetime NRA member, loved to hunt. So he was so different than me, but yet growing up in his shadow had a remarkable effect on me. And in some ways that produces guilt because I benefited from his pain, which doesn't seem at all fair. But he was one of those people who was an outcast who ended up having this amazing effect on people. And I wouldn't have this story to tell if I hadn't grown up with Dan. So I actually say in the acknowledgments at the beginning that the book is a tribute to him, and that I describe him as one of the brightest stars in the universe to ever go largely unrecognized.
Yeah.
He was one of those people who people dismissed, and they didn't understand what remarkable stuff he had inside him. Well, that gave me this story to tell. There's no character named Dan in the story. It doesn't mirror his life, but the story was very much inspired by me growing up with this older brother.
You know, I was talking to just hearing you describe all of this. I mean, you did such a great job of explaining all of this. We were talking to Rocker the other day, and he mentioned that you run for governor.
Yeah.
Against Evers.
Yeah. Yeah.
and he said, geez, you know, Evers can't get a couple of words out without making a mistake. And you come in here and you explain these things so easily and so well. That it's just, I'm surprised you didn't win. You know, it's just...
Your life was on a different path. Yeah.
Well, that was a wonderful episode, a wonderful chapter in my life, too, and no regrets at all. It's not something that I want to do or repeat, but it was one of those lane changes that was an incredible experience.
Yeah, great experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love Evers for not being able to talk.
Mike McCabe, great to have you in. See you next Wednesday.
All right.
The book is Miracle Along County Q, littlecreekpress.com. You can put your order in for an advance copy if you'd like to do that. Mike, good to see you.
Yeah,
good to see you.
Good to have
That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Tomorrow we will welcome in Jim Santel and also from Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim will be.
Yes. It's a loaded program tomorrow.
It is, but we're out of time for today. We hope you have a good one. Sunshine today. Enjoy it. That's it for John and Gordy. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.